College football nerds here talking Notre Dame and Wisconsin, a pretty big ranked matchup for week four. And it also means that our model makes its first appearance of the season. We always wait 4 weeks. We want to get a good amount of data with just interconference play and have some how they did and how the teams they played did, you know, sort of thing in there before we really roll out our model. And so we've got that this week. We also did it for our Texas A&M and Arkansas preview, and it was wacky. This one is a little better. We feel a little bit better about the data in this one, so we're going to get into that. Want to remind y'all, we are doing a live show every week, so if you want to hear us talk for 2.5 hours, we do it every Saturday night, and I'll post in the description the podcast version if you don't want to look at us for 2.5 hours. And then the obviously you can find it on our channel. The re-air is also available. Okay, so Josh, we have already done a Notre Dame game this year. We did Notre Dame Florida State. We picked that to be a close game. A lot of people thought we were crazy. And I think part of that game and part of Notre Dame's struggles in that game were what we've seen this year, where the newness of the return of crowds and the atmosphere can really shift a game in one direction or the other and really boost a team that maybe otherwise wouldn't be up to that game or to that level. And Notre Dame kind of lost a little bit, let some of that game slip away that maybe they could have stopped if they played Florida State today and they had tape today. So they've got tape on Wisconsin. And Wisconsin's got tape, obviously, on Notre Dame. So it's a little bit different than an opening week game that presents its own set of challenges. So I want you to touch on that just a little bit in terms of how these teams now have seen what the other does well or doesn't do well, and how it fits with what the model says.
I think what we've seen from these two teams varies a lot based off the competition level that they've faced and their performances in those games. I mean, Wisconsin's at a bit of a disadvantage statistically. They play in the Big Ten, they've had to play Penn State, and that tends to make you worse. Notre Dame, on the other hand, has been playing teams that I don't know that they're necessarily great. I mean, right, they play Florida State. Florida State plays in the ACC. Their stats are based off ACC play, Jacksonville State. And even when you play Purdue, Purdue's stats aren't from Big Ten play yet. Purdue beat Oregon State 30-21. Our model tries to make sense of it as best it can. It is based off opponent quality and favors that very heavily. Our idea behind the model here is, if you get an idea of how good all your opponents are, and then you look at how you did against those opponents respectively, you can get an actual idea of how good you are and how well you match up. And I think that's really the greatest value of our model, even more than the predictability of it. Here, the model thinks that Wisconsin's a little better than Notre Dame. It has Wisconsin 21, Notre Dame 17, but that's just the score. I think the interesting thing is when you start delving into the numbers. When you look at a percentage of opponent averages allowed, that is, you know, if your opponents all average 4 yards a carry and you allow 3 yards a carry, you're allowing 75% of their averages. Notre Dame is actually allowing 126% of opponent rushing averages. That is, their opponents average about 3.5 yards a carry, and Notre Dame's average allowing about 4.4 yards per carry. Pass defense is pretty good, 83% of opponent averages. Now, Notre Dame's opponents average less than 7.5 yards per attempt. And I think it's kind of crazy when you put it together. 3.4 yards per carry, 7.45 yards per attempt is the average Notre Dame opponent so far. Those are not good numbers. Wisconsin has played better competition. 3.6 yards per carry, 8.7 yards per attempt. Only having played a couple games now, but they held teams to half their rushing averages and only 70% of their passing averages. And our model looks at what all those numbers mean, and it tries to extrapolate how this game's going to go for each team. It doesn't think Notre Dame's going to be able to run the ball. It thinks they're going to have about 1.5 yards per carry, and it thinks they're only going to manage about 6.2 yards per attempt. That leads to an anemic prediction of about 4 yards per play, taking into account their run-pass tendencies and how that's supposed to go in the game. For Wisconsin, it has a much rosier view of Wisconsin's ability to run the ball at about 6 yards a carry. And again, Wisconsin comes into this game averaging about 4.7 yards per carry, but it thinks Notre Dame is a little weak against the run. Now, it doesn't think Wisconsin can throw the ball at about 5.1 yards per attempt, so you end up with an also pretty anemic 5.7 yards per play. This isn't overly different than the box score we did for Texas A&M and Arkansas, The difference is that game was 41-14 in the model, which I think is totally wrong, but it's just because it's way too early data-wise for those two particular teams. But here, the score is tighter, even though it finds the same thing. You've got one team, Wisconsin, who's projected to have a lot of success running it, and then neither team is expected to have any success passing, plus Notre Dame not being able to run it either. So that's why it has Wisconsin favored in this game, 21-17. I'm just not sure that I even buy it's quite that close when you break down who they've played, how they've played, and the edge Wisconsin maybe has in the run game over Notre Dame.
And when we're talking about this, right, Josh, doesn't it just come down to the fact that Wisconsin, for everything that we've seen so far, and again, there's still limited data. It's still early. I know it doesn't feel early, but it's still early. Doesn't it come down to the fact that it feels like Wisconsin is a at least good, if not great, defensive team, while Notre Dame might be not a good defensive team at all?
There's the real potential for it. One of the quiet things when you start looking through stats and trying to analyze where Notre Dame's at is their opponent quality is really, really not very good. Florida State, obviously, not a great football team right now. Against Wake Forest, they lose 35-14. But Mackenzie Milton, in that game, 7.4 yards per attempt. He had 119 yards passing against Wake Forest. And I don't think Wake Forest is an elite defense. Joshua Corbin had 27 yards rushing. And in fact, what's kind of crazy is Corbin had 144 yards on Notre Dame on 15 carries. He only had 109 yards against Jacksonville State. And then he only had 27 yards against Wake Forest. So it's maybe on one hand, sort of the newness of the season, maybe some glitches internally early. But Purdue moved the ball a little bit on Notre Dame, and they couldn't move the ball at all on Oregon State. So at some level, what our model is saying is, you know, like with the run stats, Notre Dame has a lot of red flags for a team that is maybe not as great defensively as they're made out to be, but they've just played such weak competition to date on the offensive side of the ball that it's kind of hidden a lot of deficiencies.
Yeah, and I don't want to press too much and frustrate Notre Dame fans, but this is something that we are kind of known for in this channel, is that we point out the warts and we kind of call it like we see it. And I think a lot of Notre Dame fans appreciate that. And so in the past, what we've noticed is, or we've said is, if you have a consistent record of being pretty good throughout your schedule, then one clunker game is not that big a deal, right? Like, you can still be a good team. And like, I think last year for Notre Dame was Louisville. Notre Dame last year was a good football team. That Louisville game did not show who they were. The first half of the Florida State game last year did not show who Notre Dame was. They ended up being a good team. What concerns me, Josh, is that we've got a couple of data points now. Toledo game scares me a lot because they followed up with they lost to Colorado State 22-6. And again, it's not that Notre Dame can't score. I love their running back room. I think they're okay at quarterback. My problem is this defense against much lesser competition. Now, whether or not Wisconsin can take advantage, I'm not sure. But now Notre Dame, who has needed the points to win, like they needed 32 points to beat Toledo, they're not going to find that against this Wisconsin defense, are they? Like that's the other flip side of this, is like if your defense runs into an offense that's not great, but your defense isn't good, well, then the flip side of that is you still got to score some points, right?
Yeah, I think it is. And that's my other concern here. Whatever you want to say about whether or not Notre Dame's defense maybe has some red flags, I do think Notre Dame's offense has red flags. Offensively, Notre Dame coming into this game, passing offense per game, 10.5 yards per attempt against Florida State. Not sure how much that really means, 366 yards passing. And then it was 8.8 against Toledo, 7 against Purdue. They've put up decent yards, but it's not a ton of yards, not great opposing defenses. And more importantly to me, the consistency isn't there. In that game where Cone was playing against Purdue, yeah, he throws for over 200, but it was 7.0 yards per attempt, and it was 47% passing. My biggest concern, well, it was 47% passing. I think he was 50% specifically. My biggest concern with him is he's really inaccurate. He overthrows a lot of balls. The guy's got a cannon, but I'm not sure how frequently they make, you know, the easy play, the consistent play. And Wisconsin's not going to give you anything easy. So if they don't capitalize on the couple of big opportunities they have, if he continues his trend to overthrow deep shots, I don't know where the points come from. And so, you know, I'll go ahead and, if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to sort of transition a little bit into my pick, and we can talk about whether or not I'm crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like Wisconsin in this game, and I like them by a decent margin. I mean, I don't think they'll run away with it. Wisconsin's offense is pretty happy to salt away a lead and not run up the score, I think. But, you know, I would say 27-17 Wisconsin over Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame is going to struggle to score in this game. I think Wisconsin, something we didn't even talk about, Wisconsin, I think, wins that Penn State game more often than not. They had three turnovers in the game. Yes, that means you lose. And yes, it means you lost fair and square. But they had 29 first downs to Penn State's 11. And I think Wisconsin just had a lot of stuff go wrong. They missed a lot of the big plays they needed to hit. But they moved the ball efficiently. They outgained Penn State. And I think they've kind of gotten downgraded a little bit because of the timeliness of their turnovers. And in a game where they dominated time of possession 42 minutes to 17, we kind of view them as a bad team off that. And maybe that's respectable in terms of their rankings, but that doesn't matter when you're talking about this game. You're not going to lose to Notre Dame because you lost to Penn State. You'll lose to Notre Dame because of how good you are. And I think Wisconsin has the pieces to lean on Notre Dame for four quarters and to be able to salt this away. You know, we'll see how it goes. We've been... I'm going to toot my horn briefly, like with the Florida State Notre Dame pick. I'm 6-3 against the spread so far this year, and I feel like I have a decent feel for this teams, but I also feel like maybe this is one of the more difficult ones because I do think it's low scoring. I don't think we know a ton about Notre Dame, and I think when you have a low scoring like that game like this, it tends to be really volatile and a lot of things can happen.
And I'm in the same boat with you. I've got 27-20 as my score with Wisconsin barely covering. It's a one-score game for both of us. Well, you got 10 points. It's close enough and low-scoring enough that variability could flip this thing on its ear. Notre Dame could win. Neither one of us would be shocked. But I just think about, like, Noah Kane at Penn State's a really good running back. Clifford is a good, not great quarterback. I think Dotson is probably better at wide receiver than anything that Notre Dame's got. Offensively, Penn State's a better team, in my opinion, than Notre Dame. And they held them to 16 points. It's not going to be the exact repeat. I get it. Like you can't do it, you know, and there's no, like, transitive property here. But, like, that's a legitimately good data point for this defense. We don't have any great data points for the Notre Dame offense. They did pretty well against Florida State. But, like, even, you know, talking about this model, the model can't even account for Florida State losing to an FCS team. Like, that's not even in the numbers. So
yeah, the model, our model does not use data from FCS teams. We talk about it being relational, right? It can account for how good Jacksonville State is because right. Jacksonville State's stats are mostly built against FCS teams,
right,
which are not relevant. So it's actually not considering Florida State's loss to Jacksonville State or anything that happened in that game in coming to its conclusion. And I think that's kind of telling that it still thinks Wisconsin, I mean, it has it 4 points. I think it's a 5.5 point spread, right? Still around the same point, but it's not even actually taking that into account.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, Notre Dame fans might be frustrated with our picks here, but we're right there with Vegas. Our model's right there too. And it's one of these things where, like, Notre Dame, if you're better, cause we were pretty high on you in our, you know, preview this year, we said you got a brutal schedule. You know, even if you went 8-4 against that schedule, that's not bad. We had them in the 8-10 win, probably about 9 was our pick for the season. If you're going to be that team, which is still a good team, it's show me time. And so far, they have not shown me that they're a good team. That doesn't mean they cannot be a good team. We got Brian Kelly in our top 10 coaches. Like, we really like him a lot. I think I've got him in the top 5 for me. But now it's show me time. If you think that we're crazy, and you can tell us in the comments how we're crazy, it's show me for Notre Dame. I'm not saying they can't. I just want to see it. So, Josh, anything else on this game before we wrap it up?
The only thing I'll say is I think Kyle Hamilton is definitely the X factor in this game. He is the best player in the game, I think, by far. And I do like Wisconsin's backs. I like Notre Dame's backs. There are guys that could play. I think Notre Dame's upgraded their athleticism on the outside tremendously, which we didn't even touch on that much. So there's a lot of other factors. But the reality is, with the quarterback play being the way it is for both teams, a lot of those guys are being limited artificially. And as good as the defenses are, I don't think they're going to get a ton of opportunities. But if there's one way for Florida State to win the game, it's going to be Notre Dame to win the game. It's going to be the fact that I think Mertz is prone to negative plays, as we've seen. And Hamilton is one of the most impressive guys ever at tracking down the ball and generating plays. He saved, in many ways, that Notre Dame Florida State game when he made that rangy interception on the boundary. Again, we were pretty sure that was going to be a narrow scoring game. I think that frustrated Notre Dame fans, and I hope you're not too frustrated now, because I think we called it fairly then, and I think we're calling it fairly now. Wisconsin is a very good team. I think they're just a lot better in many ways than people are appreciating because of the Penn State fluky loss. And I think Notre Dame is a good team, but against this schedule and against this level of competition, they're probably going to lose a few games and still be a top 25 level team. It's just too many good teams, too many good defenses, and a team that I think is in a little bit of a rebuilding year.
All right, y'all, that's it for us on this game. Again, let us know in the comments what you think. Give us your score prediction. You can tell us we're crazy. Let us know what you think about what the model says as well. And don't forget, if you want to check out our live show, it's on podcast form. It's on our channel. It's in the description. You can click it and check it out there. Thanks so much, y'all. Have a great week, and God bless.